Mix 101.7, now in the Saturday morning huddle, recapping our area game of the week broadcast with Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild. A Class A playoff spot was on the line last night in Mauville, but it was Woodbury Central coming out on top 34-16. Coach, just your general thoughts reflecting back on the game. I mean, chances you definitely had, but just could not capitalize on them.
Right, you know, and we knew going in if we weren't going to capitalize on all of our chances to get in the end zone, it was going to be tough on us. So we did the first half there. We struggled. They made some good plays. We knew they had some playmakers, and we didn't quite capitalize on our drives.
A 44-yard run by Mac Pryor got you in business down to their 10-yard line. Soon after, it's a fourth and goal to go from the one, and they stop you for a 3-yard loss and offsides penalty, and then that missing out on nearly a touchdown especially hurt after they get that 91-yard touchdown run.
Right, we knew he was a pretty explosive player. He's probably the fastest guy in the district straight ahead, and he got loose, and we knew we kind of had to keep him in, and he took it 91 yards on us.
Brady Butters with the long TD run, but you come back on the next drive again, get it goal to go from the one on third down. Brady stopped up in the middle, and then you toss it to Mac. You had a lot of success with that play throughout the night, but they just made the stop on that play.
Right, they stepped up down there in crunch time there, and we missed a couple guys, and they stopped us on the goal line, which hurts.
And then the end of the half was especially a killer, as with seconds remaining after you guys punt, 59-yard touchdown pass to their deep threat, put you in a 2-score deficit at the midway point.
Right, another great athlete, another great play there. We knew that both of those players were impact players on the field, and both of them make plays.
And Alex Still, 18 and 40-yard touchdown runs in the third quarter, but then you get your first score with 7:38 to go in the third. Nice for one of the seniors, Caleb Anderson, to get a touchdown pass through the air, as off his back foot, did not have a lot of time to step back, but delivered nicely to Mac for a 63-yarder.
Right, we had some troubles there passing in the third quarter there, and it was nice to get one at least broke there and have a little success on that.
And then later, 10-play, 62-yard scoring drive in which Caleb runs it in from 5 yards out. And you were telling me beforehand that their line was really kind of overwhelming for you guys, their tackles especially.
Yeah, up front, we gave it the best shot we had, but up front they had a lot of penetration, and they're physical up there and big.
So Woodbury Central stamps their ticket to the postseason with the win last night, but you battled, put yourself in position to qualify in the regular season finale. Just didn't happen for you. Any final thoughts looking back on this season, these players, especially the seniors on the team?
Right. You know, they're a good bunch of seniors. They worked hard all season, and they were successful. You got to congratulate Cal Swanson, Mitch DeYoung, Sam McCoy, Ryan Etherington, and who's my last one? Caleb Anderson.
Yep.
All those guys worked hard. I'm proud of those guys.
And just to elaborate more on a couple of the seniors, especially, you mentioned Caleb throwing and running for a touchdown last night. And defensively, Cal Swanson had a fumble recovery. Mitch DeYoung also blocked a punt in the second half. Those two especially were making plays all night long for you.
Right, and that's what we expect out of those seniors. It was their last game there, and like I said, they got to keep their heads high. They had a good season. They led really well.
Rebels wind up at 4-5 for the year. Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild, thanks for everything all season long. Thanks for taking the phone calls for our Saturday morning huddle program, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.